You've just joined the Prepper Broadcasting Network, where we promote self-reliance and independence. The views and opinions expressed are strictly those of the host or their guests. Visit us in the interactive chat room at PrepperBroadcasting.com.
If we were down green screen, we ought to just eliminate the debt ceiling.
Oh, absolutely.
We do.
The ability of almost every working American to access more credit than they should have been able to masked the underlying fact that lower and middle class incomes were not rising.
That's not a tenable strategy.
Isn't now the time to eliminate it?
Oh, we've been trying a long time to eliminate it.
Let's put aside terrorism. Let's talk only about our own homegrown animals that are patrolling America right now. So it goes down to the simplest thing. Be prepared, be vigilant.
What a perfect night for a show about prepping and survival mindset. Here in Virginia, we're going to have almost a 40 degree change in temperature. We were around 60-some degrees yesterday. Beautiful day. Mid-60s. And it's going down, down, down. It's brutal. I went to check on the chickens before I got the show started. And for some reason, one was just hanging out underneath the coop. Didn't go up. I hope it's not injured. I did have a Orpington getting a little bit of an interaction. An interaction, that's like a PC term. My new pit bull, Bowser, essentially had the Orpington in his mouth. I don't know how much of what he does to the chickens when he gets them he knows about. You know, he's definitely not trying to kill them. But every once in a while, he grabs one. How do I know he's not trying to kill them? Well, if you never owned a pit bull before, it's pretty simple. When you look at them and when you feel their actual power, it's pretty easy to understand. Yeah, if he wanted to kill the chicken, it'd be dead. But it might have got injured. It might have got injured. Listen, we need to do a little preface about tonight's show. And I'll probably go over this weird sort of preface a few times, because I want everyone to understand what's going to happen tonight. Because this mindset show is a big deal to me. This mindset show is going to be very straightforward, because it's going to be about what I think. And I was thinking about this a lot on the week lining up or running up to this show. And that is the idea that it's very rare. Ferg Fury. I like that. That was a mistake, but I like it. Anyway, the Furious Ferg, Saturday night host. I was thinking about the fact that, man, how rare is it that you actually sit down and talk to people about your mindset in particular and how you kind of view things? It doesn't happen very often. On a show that is loosely about prepping, among other things, it's weird to really sit down and think about it, right? This idea that I very rarely get into that. I very rarely get into that. So we're going to get into that. And we're going to talk about a lot of things. And I don't really care if I offend people that much, but I want you to understand that I'm probably going to say some things tonight that don't jive with your mentality. You know, that's a possibility. So, you know, take it however you want. You can call in the show, 347-202-0228, if you want to talk about your own mindset or how it differs from my own. I have no problem with that. We've got 2 hours to burn. So callers are always welcome on the I Am Liberty show. I'll do my best to check the Blog Talk studio from time to time just to see if we get anybody new in there. who may want to get on. But mentality is a big deal. Mentality is a big deal. It's a big part of why people get things done and why they don't get things done, right? Or what things they focus on and what they don't. Now, I've looked at this prepping thing from, God, from almost every angle you can look at it over the last month. Last night I did a show with Stephen Mendking all about the Prepper Broadcasting Network. It was basically, the show was basically titled, On the Objective, the New Prepper Broadcasting Network. And the great guy that he is, Stephen just basically had me on and really just let me yak about the Prepper Broadcasting Network for an hour to his On the Objective audience. And yeah, it's good. It was fun. But it, sometimes when you have these ideas in your head and you get a chance to articulate in a higher pressure situation, right, than just like after you drop the kids off at school and you're driving home talking to yourself. Because I don't know about you guys, but I spend an awful lot of time talking to myself. You'd think a guy who talks 2 hours a week straight would be able to get it all out. Another thing that's been on my mind lately is input and output on the brain. The massive input that I put in every single day, from music to podcasts to work to the network, versus the output. And then I started thinking about other Americans, and I'm thinking, man, I bet a lot of people just only do input. Like input all day, input, 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 entertainment, right? All day input. I think that you got to let the steam out sometimes. That's why I always tell you this podcasting thing, this self-expression thing, it's a big deal. It's a big part of a healthy life, I think. So the story on everyone's mind, of course, is the fact that the president came out and gave his little 1-2 punch the other night. Was it last night? And I guess Donald Trump stormed out of a meeting with the Democrats today, trying to get something done or not done or do anything. You know, it's one of those issues that as preppers and as people who live with a readiness mindset and a sort of a threat awareness, you can't really look away from it. No matter where you fall on the issue, right, you really can't look away from it. Record number of migrant families crossing border. Tuberculosis, flu infections rampant. We know that this is reality. No matter how good it makes you feel, no matter how bad it makes you feel, whatever it is, you have to be well aware of the fact that there are consequences to what's happening at the border. Right? Maybe they'll affect you, maybe they won't. What's scary is that they can affect you and you've had no say in it whatsoever. That's what makes me a little nervous and a little angry. But we're bringing in people with diseases. We're bringing in lots of children. And we're supposed to pretend that it's going to make the nation a better place 100%. No questions asked. Right? That's sort of the line. It's going to make the nation a better place, a nicer, a more diverse place. And that's good no matter what. And if you say anything against that, well, you know, we might have to take you to the work camp. We might have to take you off to the work camp. On the show the other night, what was it, 2-3 weeks ago, something like that? I had someone in the chat room put out a crazy statistic about 63 or 68% of illegal immigrants are on welfare. And I said, come on, we can't just throw numbers out like that on the show. You know, we've got something to back them up. And almost instantly, they sent me a Washington Examiner article, or not, I don't know if it was Washington. I think it was Washington Examiner, to back it up with the exact number. I mean, these things have consequences. That's why so many people are upset. You think that many people are just towing the party line with the MAGA hats on just because? Tuberculosis, flu, and infections are rampant. It is what it is. If anything, you want to be objective. We have a nation where 78% of workers live paycheck to paycheck. Yeah, that's a big deal. I read another one today. Oh, here it is. 1 in 5 millennials with debt expect to die without ever paying it off. What do you think? It all ties in. You don't think it all ties into the situation? Now, I would say that 1 in 5 millennials with debt expect to die without ever paying it off is a headline built around college. Because college is one of the great scams of all time lately. Honestly, that's one of those crazy things to say outside, right? You can't really say stuff like that. Right? You think you'll derail a whole nation of people from going to college, like I have that kind of influence, right? It's true, though. It's true, though. When you give people 100% choice to go to wherever they want, and I'm going to say something that's kind of a little nasty, too. When you let people who are underqualified go into schools that are way over their head, what do you think is going to happen? There's two things that happen. One, you unleash a ravenous group of people who believe they're better than they are because they have a degree from a school they shouldn't have gone to on the public and on the bosses and on the managers and on the business owners of the United States. Realize almost instantly that they're dealing with a person that's impossible to please unless they go in debt to pay them a salary of $500,000 a year. The other thing that happens when you tell the whole society that they need to go to college, and then you tell the society that the colleges need to have the same skin color makeup as the rainbow, you wind up with people who are getting shoved into schools for reasons other than their academic ability. And as far as I can tell, it seems like those people decide rather than excel in their academics and spend all their time studying and getting smarter and building something worth taking out of that college with their experience, that they start to throw fits. They start to seek out safe spaces. They start to try and get professors fired. They start to, you know the whole thing that's happening right now, right? You know the whole thing that's happening right now on campuses all over America. But we're not here to talk about that tonight. I just wanted to get that sort of off my chest. Do you mind? Oh, it's good to be alive in America, isn't it? Isn't it good to be alive in America? You show up. Oh, let's get off of that. Let's get off of that. I could get real about this show, or we can have fun talking about survival and prepping mentality, which is really what I came here to do tonight. I really came here tonight to talk about survival mentality, prepping mentality, lifestyle mentality, and kind of how it fits. And hopefully, maybe, I can help you guys out with some things when it comes to mentality. I think the question for the night really is sort of, what do you want to hear about as far as mentality is concerned? You know, tonight you're going to get an uncensored look into what it is that my mentality is on things. All things. Whatever you want to hear about, we'll talk about. But I have a vast list of things that I want to talk about. Most of the time when I talk about preparedness, I do it in a way that takes into account the limitations of most people, physical, financial, yada, yada, yada. But tonight, it's all about what's in my head. It's all about my direction and my train of thought, right? Prepper Dad. Interesting. It was Hannah, right? Prepper Dad quickly becoming one of my most prized shows that I talk about a lot, The Next Generation. Ryan says, James, I had a journalist pump me for a story about how climate change is driving people to become preppers. I talked to her. I talked to the lady, Hannah, from Washington. So it was funny that you bring this up because we're talking about college, and she's a college journalist. I was very clear with Hannah. Doesn't matter to me. If Ryan, go with it if you want to go with it. I told her, number one, I don't speak for the hosts. I told her that she was looking for people who were close to it. I guess I should have probably gave you a heads up on this. I apologize, but I didn't think it was going to go anywhere after the conversation I had with her. I told her I don't control the opinions of the hosts, but I don't think that anyone's prepping for climate change in particular. I also said that, you know, you'd be silly not to think that the planet has not been negatively affected by mankind in some ways. Not in all ways. We're not the cancer that the left wing makes us out to believe, or to be, rather. Or that the Gaia crowd makes us out to be. I'll never understand those people, right? Humanity is a cancer. Well, what are you doing here? Humanity is a cancer that's going to destroy the planet. Okay. Well, I mean, if I lived with that kind of a mindset, I'd probably start with myself, right? Think about it. You wake up every day and you say that, wow, I love this beautiful planet and the green leaves and the beautiful blue sky. And, you know, humanity is just destroying this planet. And we're a cancerous growth that's going to kill everything. Wouldn't you just, if you lived that way, wouldn't the first thing you do be to off yourself? Like, I'm gonna answer my own question. I'm going to solve my own problem. So I never understand. You run up against these people and you see them. And they tell you that, you know, human beings are bad and, you know, the fossil fuels and all the buzzwords. It's like, what are you doing here still? What are you doing here arguing with me for? Clearly, you have isolated the problem. It's people. You're a person. You can take care of that. No need to walk around with this chip on your shoulder. Am I advocating suicide? I'm not advocating suicide. I'm just trying to figure out how someone can spend their whole life living with a problem that is themselves and not fix it. I don't know. Well, anyway, back to Hannah. I told Hannah that I don't know anybody who's prepping just because of climate change. Personally, I don't. There's probably people out there. I think that the people who listen to this network and specifically the hosts are preparing for climate in general, right? They're preparing for, you know, weather. Gets cold. Want to be ready for it. I don't think they're saying, well, last year was pretty cold. I didn't do a thing about that. This year, because of climate change, I'm going to prepare. Maybe there are people out there. I don't know. I did read an article not long ago about left-wing preppers. So who knows? I don't really think that climate change is really that much of a right-wing, left-wing thing, though. I just think it's the way that they garble up the words. The way they pour form and reshape the words. You know what I mean? Great, now the chat room is calling me Thanos. The chat is calling me Thanos now because I decided to get tough on the Gaia crowd. Ah, whatever. It is what it is, you know? Yeah, at least they got beliefs. I give them that much. You know what? Let's get these commercials out of the way early. Pardon me. The coffee. The 9:18 p.m. coffee that'll have me up till 3 in the morning, which is fine. You know why? Because I got a ton to do. How come we can't get like one night? I need like one day a week where I don't need sleep and have it not affect me. That's what I'm excited about. Ryan says, I told Hannah she was probably looking for a unicorn. And if she found that person, she might think twice about quoting them. Just a thought on prepper mentality. I like it. You know, I told her that despite us not being able to find this perfect candidate that lives in Washington that preps for climate change, which is kind of what the optimal result was, which is why I gave her your name, Ryan, because I knew you were pretty close and she was concerned about proximity. I told her what we could do is be a really big help to anybody who is concerned about things like that. You know, so I could give you really good information about how to prepare for such a thing You could also mention the six other shows on the network that could also give really great input. But, you know, who wants answers to problems? Journalists certainly don't want answers to problems. Answers to problems are boring. They don't sell very well. Problems sell good. What kind of caveman language was that? Problems solve good. All right. Let's get these commercials out of the way so we can talk. We can talk about my mentality.
As Prepper Broadcasting listeners, you already know that the more self-reliant people we have around, the better off we'll be in a disaster. That's why we started Prepper.org. The mission? Bring top survival, prepping, and homesteading experts under one roof to share their knowledge with as many Americans as possible. I want you to go to prepper.org/PBN. We've got a free survival basics guide for you by the one and only Ron Foster. That's prepper.org/PBN. Prepper.org/PBN.
Have you visited SurvivalGearSystems.com? At SGS, we focus on and deliver today's most innovative high-tech survival gear and complete survival systems. Survival Gear Systems, the ultimate resource for individuals and families who want to get the information they need to develop their life survival plans and plan for adventures. At Survival Gear Systems, we offer not only individualized products, but also complete survival packages ranging from basic to extreme. Our survival systems include products recommended by our trained survival experts, including food, water filtration, power sources, communication devices, emergency gear, survival shelter, survival clothing, and more. These systems are revolutionary in preparing families for catastrophic events without the need to do the research or shopping around themselves. We do the work for you. Visit us and experience SurvivalGearSystems.com. The ultimate wood-burning collapsible survival and camping stove just got better. Designed for the prepper, survivalist, or weekend adventurer, the Under 6 Elite and the new Under 2.2 Elite Survival Stoves by SurvivalStoveWorks.com can cook meals in under 6 minutes. Cook your meals with just a few twigs and sticks, and without all the smoke and black soot. The Under 6 Elite weighs under 6 pounds, weighing even less than the new 2.2 Elite. Each of these high-quality survival stoves can be assembled in under a minute. Made right here in the USA, these stoves, even with all the extras, are still easy to store and transport in their own carrying cases. On sale now, with free shipping. Watch the videos, see both in action. Then, get yours now at SurvivalStoveWorks.com. SurvivalStoveWorks.com.
Well, folks, we're back. We're back to life. It's hump day. It's James Walton with the I Am Liberty show. Glad to be with you. I am, what am I doing right now? You might be interested to find out what I'm doing at this very second. 10 p.m., 1:09:19 at my scheduled time. Some dummy. Decided to schedule my show for only 1 hour. So, I don't know if you could guess who that dummy might be. He's probably the guy who runs the place. You know him. He's an airhead. So what we're going to do real quick, give me just a second. I'm throwing a new show episode in at 10 o'clock. Because I can tell you right now, 30 minutes to do what I want to do tonight is not even close to the time I need. Have you guys checked out PBN, prepper.org/PBN yet? Go over there, download that free guide by Ron Foster. Check it out. Stow it away. Speaking of stow it away, anyway, don't let me get sidetracked. Let me tell you about prepper.org first. Big sponsor. great guys over there. They're kind of in the same boat as us. I think they're gonna really start to expand on a bunch of different things, and they're gonna become, because of the powerhouse staff they have over there, the writing staff, they're gonna really become an entity in the prepping world. So it's kind of cool to deal with them right now because they're like up and coming, and a sort of a young situation. So check them out, prepper.org/PBN. You can just go to prepper.org and check them out. I'll be completely clear with you. If you go to prepper.org/PBN and download that report, which will cost you $0.00, it'll look like our advertising is working. And that's what we want, right? We want our sponsors to say, wow, you know what? We go over there and we advertise with prepperbroadcasting.com and it makes a difference. So I'd love to get right into this topic, but I got to do PBN updates first. I've got to do Prepper Broadcasting Network updates first. It looks like me, Gray's having some time, tough time getting in the chat room. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes at the Prepper Broadcasting Network. Okay. Nothing to update on Sam Culper yet for Tuesday's show. Monday's show is probably going to start to change up a bit, right? We've kind of, thanks to Dane, we've kind of coined, and I owe him a penny for every time I say this, we've kind of coined Monday Medical Monday. For some time, we've been running Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy on Mondays. We'll probably also reach into the depths of the 2,000-plus show archive that is the Prepper Broadcasting Network. I know that's pretty wild, but that's where we're at. We've got 2,000-plus episodes of content from previous shows. And if you're not checking out Tuesdays, Tuesdays is the PBN favorites right now. And I put a show on last Tuesday, the Homestead Honey Hour, which is probably our most popular show. I'm not sure, but I think it was probably our most popular show, period. Those girls brought the thunder, man. You go into the chat room for Homestead Honey Hour, and it was a big deal. But anyway, Medical Monday, watch out for that. That's going to be pretty cool. We've got something brewing. I told you about the On the Objective interview. That's available on the website. If you go to latest posts at the PrepperBroadcasting.com website, you'll be able to listen to that interview. If you really want to go in depth on the direction of the network, how we plan to change the definition of a prepper in 2019 or in the 21st century, really, in general. A lot of good questions from Stephen Menking. What else? SHTFpreparedness.com, a long-term client of mine. I've been working with them for a while. It's been a great ride with them. They put out good quality stuff. I write a lot of it, to be honest with you. But I also make videos for them for their product reviews. Anyhow, they've got a great following. You know, like almost 1.5 million on Facebook alone. Powerful website. You know, powerful DA, the whole thing. And I'm in the process of getting our player put on that website. And that's going to happen. So that's going to open us up to a bunch of new people, I'm hoping. But it's really cool. It's really cool to work with these other webmasters and offer them something unique and offer them something that they cannot do. You know, so if you have a favorite website out there, a favorite prepping domain or a favorite prepping website, mention to them the fact that they can add 7 prepper-based broadcasts to their offerings for free, no cost to them at all. All they need is a little HTML code, and instead of having 135 ads in their sidebar, they can remove one, and they can plug in the Prepper Broadcasting player. And like I said, everybody's looking for content. You know what I mean? Everybody's looking for more content that they can add, you know, to offer their readers. And I get it. I get it 100%. But what's looking really enticing to me is the fact that, yeah, we're going to be up on the shtfpreparedness.com website with our player. So every time we post a new show, it'll update the whole thing. It's just like the player. It's the exact same player that's on Prepper Broadcasting website. And really excited about that. But from the standpoint of the fellow listeners, the fans, the hosts out there also, if you have a domain in mind, contact them or let me know and I'll contact them. You know me. I'm so full of charm. No, but honestly, I can work something out with them for sure. I feel like it's one of the best ways that we can get big growth for the network. And big growth means that we can be more effective and do more things better. You know what I mean? What else we got? What other updates? Oh, go to the PBN bookstore. The PBN bookstore is like this lovely link that nobody ever clicks, I feel like. But it wasn't even really put together by me. It was put together by G-Man. And he did a really great job. There's a tremendous collection of books in there. If you're sort of in the mood for something new, there's a collection of fiction, a collection of nonfiction. I think every book I ever wrote is in that bookstore. There's a lot of stuff in there, man. There's a lot of books in there I've never even heard of. Never even heard of. I looked at them. I said, wow, look at this cool. Oh, yeah, let me tell you one more thing. This is a wild story. This is a wild story about sort of a full circle. I don't know how to explain. I haven't really come up with the words for it yet because it's pretty brand new. Prepper Dad, did you see the link, the post? I'm just reading this now. I posted the link to the Stephen Menking article up on the website. Not sure if you made that comment before I mentioned that or after. Yeah, so it's up on the website. You can get it. You can also get it on our Facebook page. If you're listening, go follow us on the Facebook, on the Facelberg, because what we do over at Facelberg is we put a bunch of different like shows and posts in the whole nine yards. Oh, look at this! Look at this! I put the code on my staging server and shortened it. I'm going to read this directly to you because this is interesting. Oh, cool. This is incredible timing, guys. You have to understand what's going on right now. Let me come back to the story because I have to go on to another story. My wonderful clients, control copy, my wonderful clients, this one in particular that we were just talking about, they contact me through Upwork. And if you're trying to do anything freelance, art, photography, writing, whatever it is that you do, you probably can do it freelance style. And you need to work on Upwork. It's just, they do things that people like, do things that people don't like. They take some money from you. Listen, some people are so insane about money, right? That they'd rather not work for themselves. They'd rather work a miserable, horrible, terrible, stinking, rotten job that they hate 5 days a week or whatever than let Upwork take 10% but put them in contact with enough clients so that they can work from their house every day. You know what I mean? I don't understand it, but Upwork can make a big difference in your life. Upwork changed my entire life. Period. It was not easy. It was a nightmare. Writing reviews on products that I touched before just using other Amazon reviews was how I started on Upwork, and it was soul destroying work, but I did it standing at a standing desk in my living room while my youngest son crawled around the house and hung out with dad all day every day. And now, you know, some 2 years later, I have more rewarding work. But I'm just telling you, you know, sometimes you gotta got to get through the hard stuff before you get to the good stuff. You know what I mean? But anyway, we were literally just talking about shtfpreparedness.com. Okay. And my Upwork messenger starts blinking. I go down there and take a look. And who is it? SGF Preparedness saying, hey, look at this code. My SHTF staging website is now prepared with your player in the right sidebar. And I'm looking at this website that I started working for about a year ago. And on the right sidebar, right underneath their Facebook fans, their 1.2 million Facebook fans, their YouTube subscribers, their 156,000 Pinterest followers, is our player. The Homestead Honey Hour is on there. Influenza and EpiPens, it's only going to do two episodes, it looks like. But they'll rotate, you know what I mean? As a new show comes up, new shows will come up. It's a big deal, okay? I don't know how many of you tuned in to hear me yak about this, but it's a big deal. It's going to get us a lot of views and a lot of new folks hopefully joining in and jumping into the Prepper Broadcasting Network. Anything else? Oh, let's go back to the story. Who here likes Coast to Coast AM? How could, first of all, who couldn't like Coast to Coast AM? Is there anyone who's ever been up at 4 in the morning and not listened to Coast AM and gone, this is entertainment? You may not jive with it. You may not believe the talk about the Hat Man and about the Shadow People. But man, it's entertaining. So I did a lot of traveling to and fro Virginia to Pennsylvania. And I also used to run a bakery, a soft pretzel bakery outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And so I'd have to go there very early. Baking happens early. Everyone knows that. And before I had an oven that I could pre-program, I used to have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go to work. And then after I could pre-program the oven to turn on by itself, I still had to go to work at 4 a.m. And you know who was waiting for me in that car on the radio, right? George Norrie, Art Bell. This is really an amazing thing, but there's a show called The Caravan to Midnight. And The Caravan to Midnight is, let me make sure I get all these names right. I want to say that the man who runs the show, I can't remember his name. I think it's John B. Wells is the man who runs the show. Now, Stephen Mengang, in all his wonder, got me hooked up with another guy who's on the Objective Network. And that, I can get his name to that on theobjective.org. You can also listen to the interview up at ontheobjective.org between Stephen Mengang and I. If you want to support On the Objective, Stephen Mengang has been a tremendous help to me in many ways. You know, not just helping me out with interviews, not just helping me out with those types of things. But John Robertson Jr., who is the media advisor and contributor, is a producer over at The Caravan to Midnight. And the guy that hosts The Caravan to Midnight is John B. Wells. It's looking like we're going to have a conversation over the phone. They're looking to go in this direction. Stephen Mengang recommended me highly. Thank you, Stephen. And it's looking like we're going to wind up doing an interview over there. Now, they're a subscription-only podcast, which is a wild thing that I didn't even know could exist. I mean, I knew people who tried it, and I knew people who do it, but I didn't think it could actually work long-term. But the big thing for me is John B. Wells was also a host on Coast AM. And it's just, I'll be honest with you, who really got me thinking about prepping, who really started it all, not in a way that I was taking action, but in a way that it was kind of opening my eyes to threats and things like that, was definitely Glenn Beck. You know, back in like 2008, 2007, something like that, before I even lived in Virginia. And the coast-to-coast crowd, they didn't really motivate me to do anything, but I'm a nerd, man. I just love to listen to what they talked about. And it's so wild to think that the world can get so small, so fast, if you just keep driving forward. You know, if you just keep driving forward towards a goal, the world gets so small so fast, and before you know it, it's like, who are you? Who am I? What? These things that you used to think were just so out of reach, that it starts to go away. But you've got to push through the darkness. Training for this marathon, man, that's what it is. You know, it's very familiar. I've been to the dark reaches of myself before, you know, in jiu-jitsu class, working out. You know, to be honest, you can get there in a lot of ways. Summertime, you can really get there to the dark holes, the dark spots. They're dark places inside of you, man. And you got to get to those. And you got to get to those in your professional life, too. You got to push, and you reach those painful, dark edges of yourself. And most people, they cry when they get there. They quit when they get there. You know what I mean? They reach that dark void, and they think that, you know, there's death beyond that. Or there's too much pain, or there's too much discomfort beyond that. And it's kind of like Maynard James Keenan said, the lead singer of Tool. He said, you have to step in through your shadow. And that's what it is. You get on the other side of that void, man. That's where success is. Because you push on, and you just push through it. But anyway, can we talk about mentality now? Bookstore, Caravan to Midnight, CHTF Preparedness. Yeah, let's get into the meat of the show, huh? Let's get into the meat of this show, survival mentality. So I think in order to start it, I mentioned earlier, I want you to understand this is a touchy subject because a lot of people have very real beliefs and mentalities when it comes to this thing we call survival, we call prepping, whatever you really look at it as. So it's going to be a touchy thing. I just want you all to understand this is my mentality. I'm not saying you need to change yours. I'm not saying that mine is right or right for everyone. You might disagree with the things I'm getting ready to say. But hey, it is what it is. It's what I believe. And it's also what keeps me on track. It's what keeps me on track. And it's what keeps me getting better. Sorry, I had to pause for a break. Drink. Drying out. Too much talking. Hit the gym hard. It was a rough day. It was a rough day for me on many, many levels. And I took it out on the gym for sure. So let's talk about mentality. The first thing to understand before we get into mentality, when we break it down into mentality, like get into the subheadings, if you will, you've got to understand that there are only two distinctions that you can make when you're talking about survival and prepping, right? You can talk about the various mindsets that people have, but at the end of the day, those mindsets serve two distinct things, in my opinion. It's short-term preparedness and long-term preparedness, right? That's kind of how I look at it. Short-term, now this might sound funny, and I was talking to a friend about this who I don't think he agreed with me whatsoever, and that's okay. You don't have to. As far as I'm concerned, though, when I think about short-term preparedness, I kind of think of it as anything under a month where the assumption that your income and the infrastructure around you is going to go back to normal. I know that's a lot. That's probably a lot, but that's the way I look at short term. If you're preparing for short term disaster, the way I would define short term disaster, personally, again, my mindset, I would say anything under a month for recovery where your income and critical infrastructure are going to go back to normal within that time. Right? So you see a disaster, something hits. Power's out for 2 weeks, maybe three, water's out for a week, maybe your job's closed down for a couple days or a week. But you have this understanding that people are fixing things, right? The water's being fixed, people are getting power, more and more people are getting power every day. Your job's told you they're going to be open in another week. That's short-term preparedness, short-term survival, whatever you want to call it. That's how I look at short-term. Now, for a lot of people, a month is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's long-term, right? A month is long-term, but it's not really. It's not really. And also, short-term has to be long-ish in order for my definition of long-term to work. So the way I look at long-term is anything over a month, including disruption in your income and a serious disruption in critical infrastructure beyond a month. So that's really how I look at long-term preparedness. And the reason I have such a strong distinction between short-term and a long-term, and the reason that I come up with those definitions and why those definitions are important, is because they're two different things. My reaction is totally different short-term than long-term, right? Now, I don't know if you think about it this way or not. I don't know if you've ever thought about it this deep or not. It's not your job. It's kind of my job, but it's not your job. Let me get another drink of water real quick. Drank too much coffee. It's not necessarily your job to think this stuff through, but it's fun to talk about it and it's fun to pick it apart. The way I'm going to react in a short-term situation has a lot to do with stockpiling, right? It has a lot to do with depleting an inventory that I have on hand with an assumption that there's going to come a time when this is going to end and I'm going to be able to restock my inventory, right? For any number of things. The way I look at short-term, it's about stockpiling, and it's about the six principles of disaster preparedness that are outlined at the Prepper Broadcasting website. They're going to start to take shape over the next month or so also. Right now, they're just things that just sit there. There's buttons that don't work. But give me some time, okay? I've only been at this thing a month, I think. A little more now. But short-term preparedness, in my mindset, comes down to stockpiling and the six principles of disaster preparedness, which are the water, food, power, first aid, security, and evacuation when necessary. Right? Those are the things that I'm going to lean on in a short-term survival situation, a short-term disaster recovery. I'm going to eat up the extra food. We're going to drink up the extra water. We're going to have the first aid supplies on hand. You follow me? That's short term. It's a totally different outlook than what happens in the long term. Like for me, long term is a complete and total lifestyle change. Maybe not a complete and total lifestyle change, but it's most certainly a lifestyle change. Because the assumption that your income is not coming back, jobs been wiped out, people are dead, maybe the people who run the business are dead. You don't have an income anymore, right? You don't have critical infrastructure anymore. You're living in a situation where you don't know when recovery is going to come. And these things happen. You know, this isn't end of the world stuff. This is Venezuela, right? You get that. You have to understand that these things happen in the nation, and they can happen. They can happen here. They may happen here in our lifetime. When I start thinking about long-term readiness, my mind goes to several things that I think a lot of preppers don't think about. Right. And again, this is long term. If I've got short term issues, I'm leaning on that stockpile and I'm leaning on the things that I have stored currently. Because I'm living on the assumption that it's going to come to an end. I'm going to go back to work. I'm going to make more money. I'm going to be able to buy the things that I need. But for right now, I'm inconvenienced. And thank God I'm a prepper because I have the things in my house that I need. Right. Long-term is a different animal. Long-term, the mindset changes. And really, where you want to spend your time in prepping is in the long-term mindset. There's only so much stockpiling you can do. There's only so much stockpiling you should do, right? What's the benefit of having 2 years of food? That's a lot of food. 2 years of freeze-dried food storage. It's a game where the odds are probably hurting you. The odds are probably stacked against you, to be honest. I get it. But what I don't like is when you stockpile that much, now that you understand my mindset with short-term and long-term, you're starting to pull the short-term into the long-term. And the problem with pulling the short-term into the long-term is that short-term is not about sustainability. Short-term is about burn through resources until this thing is over and then build back up. Long-term is about, okay, we need to be able to repeat this. We need sustainable processes now that are going to last us maybe the rest of our lives, maybe for the lives of our children. Who knows? Hopefully not. Hopefully it's a year. Hopefully it's 2 years max, something like that, and everything recovers. We go back to normal. Long-term is about skills. Short-term is about stockpile. Long-term is about skills. That's about the most succinct way you can break it up. You have to understand those two concepts before we can start talking about my mindset at all, or none of it's going to make sense. None of it's, you're going to say, why in the world would you do that? Why in the world does that matter? Why in the world is that important? Because to me, short-term is a problem that is pretty well handled in the Liberty House. You know? So it's not something I spend a lot of time on. But I think there are a lot of people who do spend a lot of time on it. There's a lot of people who spend a lot of time worrying about food storage. How much food can I store? I get it, man. Nobody wants to go hungry. But you got to be real careful about how much time you spend on food storage and how much time you spend on long-term food production and food procurement. Do you get what I'm saying? Short-term can be a really bad, it can be a villain if it starts to bleed into your long-term skills. You know, so if you look to patch up your lack of long-term skills with short-term stockpiling, you're setting yourself up for failure, in my mindset. Because long-term means running out. Short-term means running out and knowing you're going to be able to refill. Long-term just means if you're dependent on it, it's going to run out. Maybe it doesn't run out this year. It's going to run out next year. Maybe it doesn't run out in 2 years, it's going to run out in year three. And even if you have, this is the problem. People don't look at it from a holistic point of view, right? So I've got 2 years of food storage. Good. That's great. How much water do you have to rehydrate that food? That's a question that needs answering. Do you have 2 years worth of water for your family to drink and to maintain sanitation? Do you also have 2 years worth of water you can use to rehydrate your 2 years worth of freeze-dried food storage? Now, I'm not saying this is impossible. I'm not saying there aren't people out there who have this situation. I'm just saying it's very important to know the difference between prepping short-term with a stockpile and prepping long-term skills. And what skills am I talking about in this long-term scenario? I think what we need to do, let me have a look here. This is a good stopping point because we're about to do something that I've never done. What I've never done before is had a show end and started a new show immediately. And like I said, being the dunce that I am, I only set the show for an hour, but we're going to do a part two for those listening to the pre-record. If you're listening to the playback and not the live show, there'll be a show right after this one that's going to be a part two because I usually do 2 hours. but I only set the show up for one. What I don't know for the live listening audience, I've got 4 minutes left on this show. I have no idea what this transition is going to be like. I don't know if one just switches over. I don't know how it works. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to float around. Let's do that. Let's float around. I've given a solid definition of short-term, long-term survival and how it plays into my mindset. What I want to do now is kind of burn these next 3 minutes because I don't want to go deep into long-term skills and get cut off in the middle, in mid-thought. So I guess part one is going to be, for those listening, you kind of got what you got from me from part one. We got 3 minutes to go. Let's talk a little bit about some things that I, we can discuss the four pillars real quick. One of the important things that I want to offer up to you guys out there right now, for those of you who don't know, the four pillars of the I Am Liberty show are kind of what I build the show off of, what I build my own lifestyle off of too, and that's strong communities, healthy Americans, dynamic lifestyles, and self-sufficiency. That's kind of how I've come to be who I am, you know, through those four things. The pillar of healthy Americans is a big one to me, right? Working out is important to me. Eating right is important to me. It's not to say I don't eat McDonald's and stuff like that. I am subject to the same temptations as all of us, and I do believe in having cheat days. I don't have a problem with that. Predominantly, though, I make good food choices and good, you know, health choices. For the folks out there who are interested, I published a book. I don't want to tell you the whole story behind the book, but there is a pretty funny story behind the book. But the book is called Man Fit, Man Live, and it's an ebook. And what I want to do is, at the bottom of the Prepper Broadcasting Network website, there's an option to sign up for our newsletter. We have a decent group that signed up for our newsletter. I put one out a month or one out a week, and there's all kinds of stuff in it. You know, there's updates, there's just meanderings from my own mind. There's always a list of the latest posts from the website. So you'll get our content, you'll get interviews from other people, like the On the Objective interview. And there's always there's going to be things about giveaways and that type of thing. So if you want to sign up for the Prepper Broadcasting newsletter, stay on top of it and watch dates and when people sign up. And I think for the whole month of January, whoever signs up to the PBN newsletter, I'm going to email you a free copy of the ebook Man Live. It's about, what is it, about 10,000 words, a really good read. For guys particularly who are looking to get in shape, way above and beyond just the gym. You know, it goes way above and way beyond just the gym. We've got 1 minute left. Now, this is where things are going to get interesting. So hang in there. Hang in there. Prepper Dad says, just click the live broadcast, post a new link in the chat. Okay. Ignore the next scheduled episode. Remind me in 5 minutes. What do you want to do? I don't want to do either of those. I don't want to ignore the next scheduled episode. And I don't want to remind me in 5 minutes, because in 5 minutes we'll be halfway into the show. So hang in there, folks. I should be back live in seconds. I'm not going to do any intros. You know what? I am going to do an intro because this is going to be a part two. So hang in there with me. We'll just jump right into a I Am Liberty intro, and we'll get into this mindset on long-term preparedness skills.